Ministers will consider a number of recommendations on social gatherings in people's homes, on reopening non-essential retail and hospitality, and on travelling around the country. Some restrictions will be eased from Tuesday, we believe. Others, it's reported, will remain in place until closer to Christmas. To find out more, we can talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, this is the final phase in what has been a process of consultation and examination over the last number of days. Ministers will meet, and we won't actually know what's happening until they've made those formal decisions. But what's the direction of travel at the moment, as far as we can tell?
As far as we can tell, on the question of household visits, there had been a suggestion from NEFID that perhaps from next week there was a possibility of two households meeting. However, there was a trade-off, it seems, when that cabinet subcommittee had a fairly extensive meeting last night running to about 5 hours, that the hospitality sector instead, there would be moves to reopen that. So that would mean a limiting of those household gatherings. So they now won't be permitted until later in the month, possibly the 18th of December. Still, just how many people will be allowed to gather and how many households can come together for the Christmas period, that hasn't been finalised. It looks like it may be three, but would it be capped at 6 or 10 people? That has to be decided. When it comes to next week, things look a little clearer. The final decision on what day hairdressers, the non-essential retail stores and gyms reopen, that must be made this afternoon, but it looks most likely now that it will be Tuesday, December 1st, rather than Wednesday. Religious services next week will also be able to resume, although you will have strict guidelines around choirs. And then later, some days later, whether it's the 4th of December or whether it's the 7th, gastropubs and restaurants look set to be reopened. That date to be finalised this evening too.
And just in relation to wet pubs, the expectation is that they will be told to remain closed. Is that right?
That is the expectation, and that has been the case for the last 7 days or so. All the way through, that it was seen as a diminishing prospect indeed that those pubs would be allowed to reopen. It will take some explaining, because I suppose government have always been asked for what is the exact reasoning behind that compared to gastropubs. Why should they have to stay closed? Politically, the thinking around that, as has been outlined in the Dáil several times, seem to be that if you link food and alcohol together, people move quicker and leave a premises a little more swiftly. And of course, that could be relevant too, because it seems that the amount of time that people will be able to spend in restaurant and gastropubs, that will be reduced from where it was last summer. It won't be 1 hour 45 minutes, possibly an hour and a half, and possibly less people allowed to mix in those areas as well.
And what about travel, Micheál? At the moment, we're asked to remain within 5 kilometres of our home. So moving towards travel throughout your county and then nationwide. What's the timescale expected to be there?
Yes, travel within the county looks set to be opened up to people possibly from next Tuesday, and then it will be in all likelihood December 18th before people will be able to travel across the country, and that is set to continue up until January the 3rd. They're the dates that are being looked at by Cabinet this evening. There's one other issue, it's a small thing, but in relation to hotels, probably a big thing for that sector. The Cabinet going to discuss whether or not hotels can open their restaurants to non-residents. That's something that wasn't the case under the previous version of Level 3.
All right. Micheál Lehane, for the moment, thank you for that. Well, what should the government be looking at in terms of how to manage this reopening of the country, and where should it be concentrating its public health resources? Well,